This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This isn't news exactly, but all is not well in the European Union. There was the ever-present debt crisis for a while, then the Brexit vote, then Angela Merkel lost ground in German elections. Now there is Spain with the threat of Catalonian independence. Emmanuel Macron, though, has a plan. The new-ish president of France laid out an ambitious reform program not too long ago, much closer cooperation between the member states in defense and immigration, and most importantly, according to Macron, economics. From the European Desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The role reversal has been dramatic. The German leader once dominated the European scene. The French president was a diminished figure. But now, after this year's elections in France and in Germany, Angela Merkel seems to be shuffling off into the wings, and Emmanuel Macron has taken centre stage. The new young French president is brimming with energy and ideas about how to save the European Union and the euro.
Un budget.
Macron has repeated his call for a common eurozone budget with one finance minister representing all 19 countries that use the euro and able to pump money swiftly into weaker member states. Only with a strong international currency, he said, will Europe flourish in the global economy. Macron may be ascendant, but he cannot hope to push through his reforms without the support of the EU's economic superpower. And, says Marcel Fratscher, head of the DIW Research Institute in Berlin, Macron's proposals were always going to get a generally frosty reception in Germany.
Germans suspect behind every reform proposal on Europe an attempt to get at German money.
Any suspicion that German taxpayers will wind up bankrolling the eurozone always triggers the same refrain.
The other Europeans, they have lived beyond their means by spending too much and running up debt, and now they want our money.
That's certainly the reaction of one of the key parties heading into Angela Merkel's new coalition. The right-of-centre FDP is strongly opposed to any closer integration in the eurozone and believes that France, which hasn't had a budget surplus since the 1970s, should put its own house in order before trying to reform Europe. Here's Emily Mansfield of the Economist Intelligence Unit.
French reform, particularly fiscal reform and stronger growth rate, will be a prerequisite before there's any agreement to further risk sharing in the eurozone.
But Macron will not be rudely rebuffed. Christian Odendahl of the Centre for European Reform in Berlin says the new coalition government will not want to upset the new French president.
Germany does know, and I think the FDP also knows, that Macron and France is incredibly important to Germany and the stability of the European Union, particularly now with Britain out.
It's just that there's even less appetite in Germany than usual for radical reform in the EU, especially after last month's general election. The campaign and the shock result revealed a deep rift between East and West Germany. Easterners supported the far-right AfD party in much greater numbers than did Westerners. Now the country's mainstream politicians are fretting about this rift and about the presence of a far-right party in their parliament. They are preoccupied. EU reform? Forget it, says Marcel Fratscher.
I have doubts that Europe will, over the next few years, really have dramatic changes or dramatic reforms that really is a leap forward in terms of completing the euro and making it sustainable.
Last week, Germany celebrated Unity Day, marking the country's reunification in 1990. But in his speech, the German president spoke mostly about the divisions between East and West. And elsewhere in Europe, 2 million Catalans voted to separate from Spain, while Britain continues with Brexit. Macron and the French may have gotten their act together. The rest of the EU hasn't. At the European Desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.